Why should you be considering an electric vehicle? That's our Textonation. I'm Fred Fishkin. Joining us from Kia America is Director of Corporate Communications, James Bell. Hi, James.
Hi, Put. It's such a great time to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Well, we appreciate it. Electric vehicles have won over lots of consumers, but some are still on the fence. Kia has been among the car makers making a big push. Give us the overview. What's the first thing consumers should know about EVs?
The easiest thing to know if you're considering electric vehicle, which I hope many, especially that are tuning into your channel, are paying attention to, is your own life. It's not about the vehicle. It's about how you're going to use the vehicle. I give the same kind of caution and advice to people who are considering any kind of propulsion, gasoline powered, diesel powered, electric powered, hybrid powered. Look at your life and how you're going to use that machine. If you are the kind of person that saddles up every Friday night and drives 500 miles out to the local camping spot or hooks up your boat or your trailer and drives out to grandma's house, then guess what? Electric vehicle is probably not for you. But if you're like the vast majority of us, and I mean, 90 plus percent who drive on average of 25 to 35 miles per day, running to pick up the kids at school, running the grocery store, running life's little errands, then electric car is probably, I'm just going to say it, is the best choice. And the reason being is that today's modern electric car gets about 300 miles on a charge. So even if you're not able to charge at home, you are looking at, finding a charging station about once a week, not very different from going to a gas station, and it's much less expensive. Average charge at a standalone charging unit is anywhere between $25 to $35, which is at least half the price of gasoline power. But if like about 65% of Americans can charge at home, you are leaving your house every day with a full tank of gas. Just like you with your cell phone, you before you get up in the before you go to sleep at night, you plug that in so you start your day charged and ready to go. Same thing with the gasoline powered car, or sorry, with electric powered car. So if you are considering electric, the first step is to think about how you're going to use it. And I'm going to bet you electric car is the right choice.
And if you do take a road trip, some of the range anxiety issues, they have been largely taken care of, right? And things are only going to get better?
I think we're actually transitioning away from range anxiety into a little half step into what I like to call charging anxiety, because we still do not have, unless you have a Tesla, then obviously they've done a fantastic job of building out charging stations all across the country. Having said that, we announced Kia and several other car companies, we're going to be using the same Tesla charging ports technology starting in the year 2025. So very soon, everybody will be able to use Tesla stations. But at the same time, we have seven different car companies, of which I'm proud to say Kia is one, that has is investing in a huge new charging network, which will have 30,000 charging points, high-speed charging. So to ability to go from 10% state of charge to about 80% in about 15 minutes, high-speed charging, 30,000 points by the year 2030, all across the country. So yeah, you talk about range anxiety. I think that's kind of past now. Now we might be touching a little bit on charging anxiety and accessing anxiety, which I understand. But again, most of us can charge at home and that washes right away.
And those new charging stations will be using that new North American standard that Tesla uses?
Actually, the new charging stations that we're are part of this consortium of building will be agnostic. Any brand you bring, we'll be able to charge you.
Just terrific. So there are also concerns, I guess, reading what's taken place over the winter with some extreme cold weather about how EVs perform in the cold and people worrying about that kind of thing. Is that something that's a big concern?
It's an interesting thing. I equate it to a little bit of, I was born in Canada, so I know cold temperatures and also obviously in the northern climates of the United States, they have something called a block heater. It's just a little device that you plug in at night to make sure that the engine block itself doesn't freeze up. So when you start the car, it doesn't have any sort of catastrophic problem. Electric cars have systems that mitigate the impact of cold weather also. I think we saw, what was it, in Chicago area recently, there was a couple months ago maybe, Tesla stations that, or sorry, Tesla vehicles that were stranded because, well, candidly, the owners didn't use them right. Battery powered operated machines have what's called battery conditioning systems. It would basically draw a little bit of power to make sure that the battery itself is kept warm and comfortable. And I will add to that that Kia electric vehicles have what's called an electric heat pump that also keeps that impact of cold weather at bay. We can't make cold weather not a factor. It does impact the chemistry of a battery to some extent, but you can mitigate that. And I think what we saw this last winter is a lot of people who are still learning how to use their electric car. And at Kia, we try to make that easier.
One of the vehicles that you have that's getting lots of attention is the EV9, which is a
Yeah.
three-row SUV. Give us a little overview of why that's special.
I think primarily, well, I think there's two reasons why it's special. Number one, it's built on the same platform as our EV6, which came out about 2 years ago, I guess now, has just cleaned up all the major awards all across the globe from, European Car of the Year, North American Car of the Year, Motor Trend Car of the Year, you name it, we're right there. And so you take that platform and now put it underneath a vehicle which is right in the sweet spot of where the North American market is, which is in the three-row, six or seven passenger SUV space. So with EV9, again, you've got all that kind of look and feel, that off-road kind of element that American buyers seem to love. The space for throwing the kids' hockey equipment or toys or strollers or whatever in the back seat, or a big run to Costco. You can load that thing up, no problem at all. And then again, be all underpinned by this award-winning electric vehicle platform. So that's why I think EV9 is such a big hit. And by the way, it looks pretty darn cool too.
People wonder, okay, well, is it going to cost me a lot more? How do the economics work out, and including, I guess, cost of ownership?
Well, let's talk about that first. Cost of ownership melts away compared to a gasoline-powered car. A gasoline-powered car has about 20,000 parts, so pretty complex machines. Electric vehicle, about 5,000 parts. So you're obviously, cutting by 75% the amount of complexity right there. From a maintenance perspective, no more oil changes. Obviously, there's no oil on board. The only thing you really have to keep an eye on is the tires. Make sure that they are wearing out evenly, and windshield wipers, which are things that wear out on any car. So, from a cost of ownership perspective, electric vehicle transport is a fraction of gasoline powered. When it comes to buying the vehicle, yes, there's a little bit of a price premium for electric vehicles, but we're starting to see that wash away too. The market is dictating that we want those price points to be much more aligned, and I think that's what we're seeing. And you're going to see that in the future too. Right now, let's say an EV9 is about a $55,000 to $65,000 decision, but we're going to have new electric vehicles also in that same kind of SUV look and feel for in the $35,000 to $40,000 range. So prices are definitely coming down quickly.
Where's the best place to go for more info?
Oh, that's real simple. Please go to kia.com. We've got a special section on our website there where you can plug in your information, how often you're using the vehicle, how many people you're bringing with you, how many miles you look to drive on average. Plug all that information in and we'll come up with some great choices for you.
Terrific information. James Bell, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.